Okay. Well, good morning, boys and girls. Are we all happy to be here this morning? Good. Okay, well, I'm going to read a story this morning, and it's about a subject that I've talked about before, and sometimes you guys probably get tired of hearing it, but there's a verse in the Bible. It's in Ephesians 6, verse 1. It says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Now, I know I think I shared that before, but if you're like me, we forget. And sometimes it's good that we're reminded of things that are very important. And that's one thing that's very important, is that we obey our parents. When our parents tell us to do something, or we know that our parents want us to play nicely, or whatever it might be, it's important that we obey them. So I'm going to read this story. The story is titled, it says, "Hold Up Your Hand." Larry was spending the summer with his cousin Jack on grandmother's ranch in Colorado. How they both loved the clear skies, the brilliant sunshine, and all the fun on the farm. At the bottom of the low hill on which the farmhouse sat ran an irrigation canal. An irrigation canal is one of those man-made rivers that carries water from the snow-clad Rockies to distant parts of the state where the land is dry and the rainfall is meager. So there was one of them big, it was a man-made river that carried water off the top of the mountains, and it carried it to the places maybe in the low parts of the land where maybe they didn't have as much water. And the water was always moving very rapidly. Here, Larry and Jack played by the hour, sometimes launching little boats and watching them go bobbing down the swiftly running stream. Sometimes just sitting on the bank with their feet dangling in the cool, refreshing water. Unfortunately, neither of the boys could swim. And grandmother had laid down the law in no uncertain tones that on no account were they to swim in the canal. They were not allowed to swim in there because, first of all, they didn't know how to swim, and second of all, it was very dangerous. And I'll keep reading here. Of course, the boys didn't like this. They thought that it would be quite all right to just have a dip, even though they couldn't swim. Sometimes they tried to argue with grandmother about it. "Why can't we swim a little near the bank?" pleaded Larry. "Because the canal is deep, and if you were to slip, you would get out of your depth and you'd never get back." "Oh, we would too," urged Larry. "I can swim enough for that." "But you don't understand," said grandmother. "That water is running more swiftly than you think, and it would carry you down the sluice before either one of you could struggle out." "The sluice?" cried Larry. "Why, that's a quarter of a mile away. I could easily struggle out before I got there. Anyway, we wouldn't get to the middle of the canal. All we want to do is to get close, go in close by the bank." That's kind of how sin is sometimes. We get enticed by just a little tiny thing, and maybe that little tiny thing isn't really a big deal. But if we're willing to test that thing out, we can be sure that we're going to get sucked into bigger things and bigger things and bigger things after that. So it's always important to never even try something out that we know is not good. "No," said grandmother firmly, "it is too dangerous. If you were both strong swimmers, it would be different. But until you can swim, don't go into the canal. You might find yourself churned up in the pump." "The pump? What pump?" asked Larry. "The sluice carries much of the water into a powerful pump, which lifts it up to irrigate higher ground. Once there, you'd not have much of a chance to get out alive." All this water ran down about a quarter of a mile, and it went into this big old pump, and it pumped water to the land, the lowlands. The thing that spins and it grinds, and the water went in there and it made a lot of pressure. very dangerous. Larry was quite sober for a minute. He didn't like the idea of being churned up by a pump. It sent cold chills down his spine. But the scare didn't last very long. The day was hot. A cloudless sky left the summer sun free to blaze pitilessly upon the whole parched countryside. Naturally enough, Larry and Jack turned toward the canal at its coolest place that they could find. Too hot to launch their little boats, they just lay on the bank looking up into the sky with their legs trailing in the water. Presently, Larry sat up, a look of determination on his face. "I don't care what Grandmother says," he burst out, removing his last remaining garment. "I'm going in." Ooh. You think he should have been doing that? No. "You better be careful," warned Jack. "I'll be careful," said Larry, "but I'm going to be cool. If Grandmother were as hot as I am, she'd go in there too." With that, he flopped down into the water with a big old splash. "Come on, Jack," he cried. "It's wonderful." "No," said Jack, "I don't think I'll come. Grandmother wouldn't be pleased." "Oh, come on," cried Larry. "She's never been in here herself, so she doesn't know. It's perfectly safe." And boy, is it cool. The water felt so good. Wow, he was just having a lot of fun. It looked safe enough, and it was near the bank. But Larry, his courage growing, began to walk into the canal. See? Right at first, he was just going to play by the bank in the water, just stay real close to the edge so that he wouldn't get too far out there to where the water would carry him away. But pretty soon, he got brave and bold, and he got used to it, and he thought, "Well, this isn't so bad. I'll just go out a little bit further." So he began to walk out into the canal. Little by little, he went further from the bank. "Don't go too far," cried Jack. "Oh, it's all right," cried Larry, splashing out about happily. "Come on in, Jack. Why be hot when you don't have to be?" But Grandmother, began Jack. "Grandmother," cried Larry. "If only Grandmother would come in, she'd..." "Oh, no." All of a sudden, Larry was gone. Oh, no. One step too far had carried him to the deep part of the canal. And with hardly a splash, he vanished. He was gone, under the water. When at last he came to surface, he was already many yards downstream. So he slipped and he went down, and when he came back up, he was way down there. Jack, horrified, began to shout at the top of his voice, "Larry's in the canal! Larry's drowning! Grandmother, Grandmother, come quick, come quick!" But Grandmother was too far away and didn't hear him. Meanwhile, Larry, hardly able to keep his head above the water, was struggling to get back to the bank, but he couldn't make it. He had never dreamed that the current was so strong. Then he remembered the warning about the sluice, and a new terror seized him. What do you think he all of a sudden thought about? If his hair had not been so wet, he would have stood on end. He was thinking about that pump. The roar of the water pouring into the sluice was getting louder and nearer. Swiftly, he was being rushed toward it. Beyond it was the pump. He could feel, how would it feel to be churned up in that pump? "Help! Help!" he screamed. He was terrified. Do you think that fun and that cool water seemed fun anymore at that point? Mm-mm. I bet he was having some pretty serious thoughts. Then, looking into the sky, away beyond the sun, he lifted one hand out of the water and cried, "Jesus, save me! Jesus, save me!" At this moment, a neighbor working in his field nearby heard the frightened cry. Looking up from his work, he saw an upstretched hand in the canal. At once, he guessed what was the matter. Dropping everything, he rushed to the bank. Bobbing up and down in the water was a head, a boy's head. and it was being carried swiftly toward the sluice, now barely 50 yards away. The neighbor started to run along the bank. He dared not jump in, for he knew the rushing water would quickly carry them both to certain death. But there was one chance, the bridge. He spurted forward. "Hold up your hand," he cried. "I'm making for the bridge. Hold up your hand as you go under." See the picture? Reaching the bridge, the neighbor flung himself down near the spot where the bobbing head would pass underneath. Then he reached down as far as he could, but it was not far enough. "Hold up your hand," he cried again. Wearily, as if it were the last ounce of strength, Larry raised his hand. The neighbor grasped it and dragged the boy to safety. What a close call that was. Larry never forgot it. He learned a great lesson in obedience that day. He learned, too, that it is always wise to respect the experience of older people. Best of all, he learned that in times of danger and trial, if you lift up your hand and call on Jesus for help, he will come to the rescue. Boys and girls, if you ever should be in great peril or find yourself being swept away by some swift torrent of sin, hold up your hand. Jesus will reach down from above, take your hand in his, and lift you at once to safety. That's the end of the story. And I just had to think, you know, you guys are pretty young. And some of you are probably in a very innocent place, but there's going to come a day, one time, as you get older, that you guys are going to recognize your need for a Savior. And there's a verse in Romans 10, verse 13, that I want to leave you guys with. It says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." So, right now, today, it's very important that we obey our parents and trust them to lead us and guide us and direct us, because they love us very much. So why don't we have a prayer, and then I have a little treat here that you guys can all have. Lord, we do come to you this day. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for each soul that is here, especially for the children. Father, we just ask that you would just help us as parents to continue to lead, guide, and direct their hearts, Father, in this life. We just pray that you would bless them. We just ask that you bless the remainder of this day. We pray this in Jesus' name.